Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast, and today we're going to talk about wacky Mercury retrograde wacky shit. Okay, so let's get into it. Can we just please talk about, well, let's talk about me and my fucking Mercury retrograde bullshit I've been going through, this wacky stuff. Well, don't order shit from Amazon. I say Amazon, no, Ultra. Ultra Beauty. Ultra Beauty is a waste of time. I won't be surprised if they go bankrupt and they get shut down forever and ever and ever and ever, because they can't simply do one thing, which is deliver a package on time. So let me tell you a story about me trying to buy something off of Ultra Beauty. And so I am buying something off Ultra Beauty to get it sent to me because I want it ordered, right? And when you pay for the item, it shows you the day it's supposed to come. So my package was supposed to come on the fucking 6th. Okay. So I said, cool, because I ordered it on the 1st. So I'm like, okay, it's going to get here on the 6th, which is going to be like the middle of the week. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be home to get it. So then I look up and we're in the 6th, which is Thursday, August the 6th. And I'm like, because it's a little gift to my motherfucking self because my birthday just passed. So I'm like, I'm at home. I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, they're supposed to come. It's the 6th. Okay, they're going to come around 1 or 2 or whatever the case may be, right? I didn't get a call. I didn't get a knock or nothing. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. I just checked my mailbox, everything. I didn't see no delivery driver, nothing. So I go on the website and I click on your order status. I clicked the button and it said arrived August the 3rd. I was like, August the 3rd? I was like, wait a minute. I was at home August the 3rd, especially at this time they put on the screen. So I'm fucking pissed because I'm like, I was at home at that time. Like, y'all didn't deliver shit. Like, I know y'all fucking lying. And because I always get my products. And so what happened was I end up calling Ultra people. So I'm calling them and I'm like, yo, my package haven't came with my motherfucking package yet. Cause I gave y'all money. Where the fuck is my shit at? Okay, cause I'm at this point, I'm fucking angry like a fucking landlord, okay? A landlord or a fucking person that's selling drugs and the motherfucker didn't pay you your fucking money. So at this point, you out for motherfucking blood, okay? Because you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck is my money at? Like, 2 + 2 = 4. What the fuck is this? Because last time I checked, when you said what payment you want to use to pay for your product, I paid you your money. Now, where's my product? I'm calling them. I'm like, I didn't get my product. Oh, I apologize. I like, okay, whatever. You know how they do that bullshit when you call them. Fuck apology. And sorry, I want to know what the fuck my product is. I don't give a shit about you apologizing, okay? So they like, I'm like, okay. So the guy looks it up. And he was like, it said it was delivered on the 3rd. I'm like, I know that. And it's like, the person that delivered it left it in the lobby. And I said, now where does I say that on my, you give the information to them, like where to deliver the package at, the number, all this good stuff, so they won't be lost. I said, nowhere on the line, I said, put my shit in the lobby. And I'm like, but then that couldn't be true because I was home that day. And I was home that day and I went to the mail place. I was like, I was here. So that had to be a lie because I was here. And this is how I know they stole that shit. Because first I'm like, maybe somebody in the apartment building that stole it. But I'm like, nah. Because I had packaged at the apartment building before. I'm like, these motherfuckers, the people that they work with to deliver this stuff, I think they stole it because the guy looked my information up, and he was like, well, they didn't even leave a picture. Because, you know, they supposed to leave, you know, you supposed to leave a picture. They didn't even leave a picture. So that tells me we got some scamming ass hoes in this bitch. And I got me a good little product for my motherfucking hair. And I know one of you dirty old slimy ass fucking UPS motherfucking worker bitch niggas stole my motherfucking shit. And I hope if you're using that shit on your fucking hair, it burns and lifts you the fuck out your fucking head. And it takes all your fucking hair on you fucking piece of shit. And I hope one of you motherfuckers are listening to this shit. Because how dare you gonna take my package that I paid for and go fucking steal it, you dirty bum bitch. I'm fucking tired of y'all niggas in this corona era. I swear on everything, y'all get on my motherfucking nerves on every fucking thing. That's why all this shit is falling. That's why whoever stole my package is gonna get their fucking karma on that. I swear on you. I swear on you. When you come for me, just know it's a fucking hurricane and a tsunami waiting for your motherfucking ass. Cause I swear on everything. If one of you UP, one of you fucking, cause it's called laser shipping. And I guess later, I never heard of laser shipping before. I heard of Amazon shipping. I heard of FedEx. I heard of UPS. Who the fuck is laser shipping? So then the guy tells me, oh, laser shipping does it. And I said, who is that? So at this point, I'm irritated. And who the fuck are they? And the guy goes, don't use that language. And I'm like, hold on. Don't you ever in your miserable fucking 2 second life tell me how to fucking express myself when I, the victim, the person that bought this stuff, don't have my product. Don't you dare tell me what to say. And I wasn't even cussing at you. I said, what the fuck? And I could cuss if a month. And then first he put me on hold and I said, okay, I'm like, you know what, dude? Fuck you and give me supervisor. I said it. I had to. It pisses me off. I don't like people trying to correct my fucking language, especially if I'm, you know, you fucked me over and you trying to tell me how to talk. I'm a kindergarten. Bitch, fuck you, bitch, nigga. How about that? And I stuttered for your ass so you can hear every motherfucker. Fuck, bitch, nigga. How about that, nigga? I add nigga at the end too, bitch. How about that? And then the one guy was like, oh, let me get supervisor. So he put me on hold. So at this point, I'm irritated. I'm just like, this is stupid. I'm pissed. Like, I can't believe this shit happened to me. Like, this is my fucking gift to myself. And this shit comes up. Da, da, da. And then one guy's like, oh, the guy, he waiting for a supervisor. And he's all like, you don't have to use that language. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up if I cyber chase your motherfucking ass. Through the damn phone. I'm gonna jump through the phone like Cyber Chase and beat your ass. Now, I didn't say beat your ass, but I did cuss him out. So this is why I was getting on the phone and I'm pissed. I'm like, oh, this is some janky, scammy hoe tease. Y'all, what y'all the city boys? Like, what the scam shit is this? This is the ghetto. And I was pissed. I'm like, okay. I bought the motherfucking gift. I want my motherfucking package and my motherfucking money, okay? Because I'm pissed. He got on the phone. He was all like, well, ma'am, I can, like, reship it or something like that. I'm like, at this point, your ass can refund my money and give me a credit or something because, bitch, this is just inconvenience for me. Like, I can't. And he was all like, I don't know what I can do and all this. Like, he was just stalling. I'm like, okay, then who's over you? And he's all like, I'm the highest level in the company. Bitch, you not the CEO of no fucking Ultra now with that stinky ass voice. I know you ain't. I said, you know what, Ultra? Clearly y'all some scamming ass hoes. Y'all pulling a little Ponzi scam. Y'all embezzling. I don't fucking know. And I don't fucking care, but I want my fucking money back. Cause first I was like, fuck it, just reship it. Now I was like, fuck it, no, refund my money back because I don't got time. I can just go to fucking Amazon. I can go somewhere else because I know if I go call Amazon or I call motherfucking FedEx or UPS, I know I'm gonna get my package. I know they're gonna take a picture. I know they're gonna do steps to make sure their customer gets the fucking package, right? This is why laser shipping ain't a fucking billionaire, damn near a thousandaire. The motherfucker's a pennyaire, you motherfucker. Your company's worth pennies, bitch. Okay? And we already know about the coin source, so that just shows you that you ain't worth shit. So I'm just like, refund my money. And then the lady was like, well, we shipped it out. The guy was like, we shipped it out. And I'm like, no, cut the cameras. Cut the shipping, ship my motherfucking refund, bitch. That's what the only thing you need to be fucking shipping. And I'm gonna be checking my motherfucking paper on everything. I'm gonna be checking my motherfucking PayPal, bitch. I'm gonna be on your ass. I'm gonna be on your ass, okay? You never saw, you motherfuckers need the devil's bad, bitch. Fuck with my money. Fuck with my time and my money, bitch. Fuck with my motherfucking money. I'm gonna be on your ass like a motherfucking hurricane. I'm gonna be on your ass. I'm gonna come and motherfucking annihilate, bitch. And I don't take motherfucking prisoners. I just annihilate. So if I don't get my shit in 3 days, we got a problem, Ultra. We got a problem. And I'm like, so they're like, you gonna get your money in 2 days? I'm like, you better send my motherfucking money. You better send my money. You better send it. You better send my money because I don't want to deal with you. And Archer Beauty's, that's why y'all commercials be stupid. That's why y'all name is stupid. That's why y'all gonna never be no damn Fendi. So fuck you, old dirty, trifling ass hoes. You might as well go, you might as well pack your bags because you fucking lose. Because you're a loser. You are the loser of the beauty community. Ain't nobody fucking with you like that, bitch. You's a throwaway, dusty ass, side dusty hoe. That's what you is. You's a side dust, molecule, busted ass hoe that no motherfucker wanna fuck with because you can't, you are not the standard, neither the low levels of beauty, bitch. That's why fuck you, Ultra fucking Beauty. Fuck your fucking workers and fuck all y'all. Cause y'all piss me off. I don't like how y'all try to play me like that. Y'all try to play me like that. Then you wanna say, I don't know, bitch, give my motherfucking money. And then I don't know who, bro, I order stuff off of Etsy, okay, Etsy, the shop, and I got package shipped from them faster than from you. See, that's why corporations, and they supposed to be allegedly corporation. You tell me I can go to a Etsy shop, you know, an Etsy shop of people that are, they're not a corporation, you know, they like one person, they probably one person. Package up, making sure they got the tracker. You tell me I can go to Etsy and go to a worker on there, right? A one-man army. And I can get my package on time in my hand with no problems. But I go to you, the corporation. The corporation, Ultra. And I can get my package. And y'all telling me, I don't know. And y'all telling me, oh, well, maybe you should call and check on it. And then you tell me in one hand, oh yeah, we got a lot of problems like this with this company all the time. So that got me thinking, y'all hoes must be scammers and y'all embezzling and y'all thieves. Because that's what I'm thinking. Because if I'm a corporation and I got a partnership with these people to go mail my shit, not mail, but mail my customer stuff, right? You know, because I'm a business. I'm a corporation, right? I like to have a good name so my money can be flowing good. And the people I'm working with, a partnership with, I got customers calling me saying, hey, I ordered from y'all. I haven't got my package. I go look on the computer system and I notice it's about 30 people with the same fucking problem from this company. Guess what's going to happen to me in the company? I'm cutting ties with your bitch ass. I'm cutting ties with you just on a business sense. Because now you fucking with my motherfucking money. Now you fucking with the customers looking like, well, shit, fuck Archer Beauty because they can't do shit.
Now my ass sitting here looking like I'm bankrupt and broke and being a broke bitch. Now my motherfucking ass, at this point, Arch, you better not apply for no PPO loan either. Or I'm telling the motherfucking IRS and your bitch ass. I hope the IRS come and scam your bitch ass. I'm tired of you. IRS, don't get them no motherfucking money. Don't PPO loan the government. Don't get Archer no motherfucking money because they're scamming and stealing. And you know what? You need to go rape them and take their motherfucking money. Because I know in America, you can kill a motherfucker. You can do other heinous shit. But when you steal stuff from American people, all of a sudden your ass get 100 years to life. And I sentence Archer Beauty 1,000 billion years to life. I sentence their offsprings to hell. And I sentence them to billions of years in hell. Okay? Bitch, you better be motherfucking lucky, bitch. You gotta be motherfucking lucky I ain't Thanos. Because Archer, you will be non-existing. Non-existing. Let me get money. Let me get money. I'm buying y'all shit. And I'm running y'all out that motherfucker on some real shit. I swear on you motherfuckers. I swear on everything. I don't like you, Archer Beauty. Y'all, I'm done with y'all. And y'all don't want to be on my done list. Because y'all gonna fall. Y'all didn't fuck me up. Y'all gonna fall. Y'all gonna be on the news looking stupid. Y'all gonna be on the news like, oh, we gotta shut down all the Archer stores because nobody fucking with us because we give horrible customer service because we a piece of shit. Fuck it. I'm a fucking American motherfucker. playing. But who owns Archer Beauty? Y'all, I went on a whole 16-minute bar rant plan. I went on a whole rant, and I'm not even supposed to be stretching my voice out like this because I got to do something tomorrow. But that's my wacky Mercury retrograde story about Archer Beauty. But let's get into these other stories about what is going on in the world with this wacky Mercury retrograde energy, okay? 2020 has been wacky and logical, not illogical, and just fucking crazy. So let's get into it. But yeah, so who are we gonna talk about?